With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump taking center stage at the United Nations General Assembly. He has spotlighted his second-term domestic and foreign policy achievements and has used the moment to oppose recognition of a Palestinian state.
Unfortunately, Hamas has repeatedly rejected reasonable offers to make peace. We can't forget October 7th, can we? Now, as if to encourage continued conflict, some of this body is seeking to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. The rewards would be too great for Hamas terrorists for their atrocities. This would be a reward for these horrible atrocities.
The president calling on Hamas to release all the hostages remaining alive. Citing what he calls their unserious and ridiculous demands, President Trump has canceled this week's planned meeting with two Democrat congressional leaders. Mr. Trump was to meet with Senate Minority Leader Schumer and House Minority Leader Jeffries to talk about averting a government shutdown at month's end. The White House denies President Trump trying to weaponize the Justice Department. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt argues that it was the Biden administration who weaponized the DOJ, not President Trump.
Joe Biden used this sacred American institution to go after his political opponent in the middle of an election year.
Over the weekend, the president demanded that his attorney general take action on investigations related to former FBI Director James Comey, Senator Adam Schiff, and New York Attorney General Letitia James. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is higher, moving above its record on Monday. The blue chips are now up 109 points. The NASDAQ down 75. This is SRN News. A complaint about Churches of England.
A coalition of denominations has issued a statement expressing dismay about the way that political groups and other secular organizations are co-opting Christian symbols, especially the cross. The statement says, quote, "As Christians from different theological and political backgrounds, we stand together against the misuse of Christianity. Any co-opting or corrupting of the Christian faith is unacceptable. Legally, of course, the churches can't do anything." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some French mayors defied government orders on Monday and flew Palestinian flags on town halls as France formally recognizes a Palestinian state unilaterally. Socialist leader Olivier Faure first made the call for towns to fly the flags. The Interior Ministry of the country had warned against such of these displays, citing risks of importing international conflict to the country. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Today is a day the markets have been waiting to hear from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. He'll deliver a speech today. The markets will be watching to see if there are any clues about the future course of interest rates. Stocks have surged since April on hopes that President Trump's tariffs will not derail global trade and that the Fed will deliver several cuts to interest rates to boost the economy. Tech giant Oracle will spearhead a new joint venture being formed to assume control of TikTok in the U.S. The popular video platform is currently owned by a Chinese firm, ByteDance. That has raised security and privacy concerns. Boeing shares rose more than 2% early on news of an order of planes from Uzbekistan Airways, as well as speculation that a big order from China is in the works. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.